sorry, we're talking here. Because, well, the reason we're talking here is that this week a new study revealed that 42% of young people in Ireland are living with their parents, and you don't need a degree in maths to figure out that's almost half of all young people in the country still at home, under the one roof, with mum and dad. And there are many reasons, of course, why this is happening. It could be a case of being out of work and having no income, or just not being able to afford rent or a mortgage. Other reasons as well. Maybe you're saving towards that house deposit, or retraining, further education makes sense as opposed to stay with the folks for a while. So what's it like being a grown man or a grown woman and sharing a house with your parents, still sleeping in your childhood bed? I'll put it that way, maybe to spark a bit of interest. Because the people might go, oh yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Three people who can actually tell us what it's like are Fiona Flynn, Sean Dunn, they're here in the studio, and Cormac Hayes is on the phone from Limerick. Cormac, are you there? There, yeah.
I am. How are you doing, Dave?
Good man, I'm doing very well indeed. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to start here in the studio for a minute here, because fill us in, first of all. Fiona, what's your current living situation, and why are you back living at your family home? And you can tell me your age within a year of being true or not.
Yeah, well, I'm 29, so okay, I'm not ashamed to say it. This is actually my third time moving back home. I moved back last September, and just because at the time I was working freelance, so I figured I might as well go home, save for a while, and then maybe look into going abroad, doing different things. And then, of course, you know, as they say, like, the best way to make the universe laugh is to make plans, because then a couple of months later then I got a permanent job, so that kind of made me think, right, I'll just stick around and put the other plans out the window. So that was about 4 months ago now, and I'm still with the parents. And
you're still with parents.
Yeah, still with parents, yeah. And again, as I said, I don't know, I've moved out like a good few times down the years, and every single time I've moved out, I've told myself that's the absolute last time.
Don't worry about it. They always say every journey you take, no matter where you go, it's always about going back home.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
Or something like that. Sean, what about you?
Yeah, well, I've been living back home now for about 2 years. And yeah, I mean, I always planned to move out, and I've been looking at places for a long time. And I mean, for me, it's really been about finding the right place in Dublin. And I think they're very hard to come by, the kind of the right spot, or something that's kind of within a reasonable price too.
And what have you been really doing? I mean, have you really been looking for all these kind of things? Have you really tried?
This is the thing. I went through a period of trying quite hard and going to a lot of viewings and looking around and, like, yeah, doing the whole daft.ie thing. But now, with, like, there does come a complacency, I think, after a while. Once you're home for a couple of months, you get a little bit comfortable and it's hard to leave. And because, you know, I'm the last one in the house as well, that kind of has, I think I complicate it in my mind, where I'm a bit like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't rush, because how will they feel when the house is suddenly empty? But I don't think they feel that way, but I tell myself they feel that way, and that encourages me to stay a little bit.
Wow, you're mirroring my life completely there. That was me 100%. I've been older than you, frankly, and up to where you are, Fiona. But I didn't leave 3 and 4 times and come back. Yeah. Now, Cormac, what about yourself? I mean, like, you're living at home, are you?
I'm living at home, yeah. I moved back home there about 2 years ago. I moved out when I was 18, actually. But I was out of home there for about 4 years. And I can tell you, with the price of rent and everything that changed, and with the bills going up and everything like that, and I'm working since I was 14, like, and, geez, the cost of living has gone up an awful lot, like, since then. Like, you know, everyone paying bills and stuff like that. Even car insurance and health insurance. It's like one bill after another coming in the door, and then there's a government levy on it and everything, you know what I mean? But being back at home is great, like, you know, but, you know, you still have to pay a bit of money towards living there and everything. Like, I'm living at home with my mother. My father passed away when I was 14, like, so, you know, it's a big difference being back at home. Socialising is totally different, you know. You can't bring a girl with you or anything back to the house or anything. You have to live under the mother's responsibilities, you know.
Okay, but you're happy?
Oh yeah, definitely happy. Over the moon with it, being honest with you.
And would you be happier living somewhere else?
Not at the moment, anyway, because especially...
No, but I mean, if you had the means, you would be happier to live somewhere else. It'd be a better arrangement, yeah.
Yeah, if we run more money and wages renting, yeah, I'd like to have my own bit of, you know, comfort, like, of living out, like, but you can't be home, like, being honest with you, you know, especially with the dinners and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be perfectly honest here. Like, I mean, I'm trying to make you go to where I was. I mean, like, I was living at home till quite old, that, and I was very happy. And if I had won the lottery, I might still have lived at home. I was really happy doing that kind of thing, you know. Like, look at Sean here, saying, well, I've got to get a conscience, I better start doing something here. You love it.
I think I'd be happier out of the house, to be honest. I mean, I live in town, so it's very, very local to everything. I can walk into, like, I'm 10 minutes from the Spire, so it's very, very easy for me to stay at home. But I honestly think it's gone to the point for me personally where, like, we're bumping into each other, like, the house isn't big enough for all of us. There's three of us now, and we all like things done in a particular way, and it's gone to our pressure point, I think, where I need to kind of cop on
you
and get out.
Even one of the things you said there, like, you mean I'm living in town, I'm only 2 minutes away from the centre or whatever kind of thing. I was never a great, like, lover of that kind of thing. I mean, like, I'm a suburbs kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I like living, I like going into town, then I like getting the hell out. I don't think, like, when people say, oh, I've got a great apartment, it's only a minute from, I don't want to have an apartment near a minute from town. I'm not that enamoured with Dublin City. I go in, enjoy it, take what I like out of it, and then get the hell out of the place. Anyway, that's just me. We're not here to talk about me. Let's talk about you then, Fiona, and where you are now. I didn't realise that you actually left a bunch of times and came back.
Yes.
Economic circumstances dragged you back, really?
Yeah, well, the first time I left, I moved away and lived in South Korea for about a year and a half. And then...
Wow, that's moving out.
Yeah, I decided to go all the way to the other side of the world to get my own independence. And then when I came back, then after that, I was home for 6 months, and then I moved out again. And then about a year later, then I moved back because I was doing an internship. So that, it was kind of more financial reasons and all the rest. And then I ended up home then for about 2.5 years or something like that. So, and then, as I said, I came back again in September. So it's just, yeah, third time is, I don't know, the last time, I keep telling myself.
Okay, but. Well, Cormac, do you pay rent? Would you give your mum money?
Yeah, I'd give my mother a few pounds there, but I work in the butcher, so I'd get a couple of steaks there every week for her and stuff like that, you know.
Ah, right. That makes a lot of sense.
You'd have to pay your way, in fairness, like, you know. You know, if you're feeling the pinch, obviously your other people are feeling the pinch. And my mother's feeling the pinch as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so listen, then you two then, what about that whole idea of paying rent or paying money? Like, for instance, I know people who do it and they take rent in, and then when the guy or the girl finally leaves, they give it all back to them in a lump sum to help them buy that house that they were thinking of buying or buy that apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you hoping for that one?
That's not happening in my house anyway.
Right.
No, my parents, to be honest, have never asked me for anything, in fairness to them. And like, I kind of would go out and get my own groceries at times, and I contributed a good bit, I think, in as much as I could. But no, they've never, just because I have older brothers that have come back in the past as well, and I think the sort of tone was set with them that they never really kind of had to pay anything. And then for a long time when I was at home, I was just on an internship, so it was just kind of a case of, well, I don't have it to pay anyway. So I suppose nowadays I probably should be giving them something, but it's just like the habit has been there for down the years.
Okay, now Sean, you went to Australia, didn't you?
Yeah, that was just for like 6 weeks, so a year ago, to kind of visit sisters that had already moved over.
It wasn't to go over and check out to see what they were doing and see if you might want to move as well, no?
No, I mean, that's what I think everyone kind of imagined, that when I went over for the month, that I would feel that way and I'd probably stay, but it wasn't for me. It was too hot.
It was too hot, was it?
It was too hot,
okay. So what are you doing here in Dublin? Are you working?
Yeah, I'm a playwright, so I write plays and I kind of make theatre and I teach.
You're a playwright and you write plays? There's no money in that.
I'm a playwright and I write plays, so I do both those things. Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, kind of for the past few years and stuff, it's been about kind of, like, I mean, like yourself, it's kind of like our version of internships for the past few years, and kind of just trying to get in with various places. And it's only kind of now that I can kind of start to plan what it might be to move out, you know, and start thinking of it properly.
All right, I mean, like, there's somebody, like, if you, you know, 51552 is our text, and I know we'd get somebody saying, you know, while they feel for you, Cormac, in some ways, there's an element of the fact, you know, it's that if you're not making enough money to afford another place, what you kind of might mean, and some people say, I can't afford a place. Yeah, I can't afford a place as comfortable as this one. That's kind of maybe what he means. Or am I being, I'm going to start getting cruel here for a second. Is there an element of the fact that you guys are fooling yourselves in some ways?
How do you mean feeling yourself?
Well, I mean, just like, it's very easy to hang on in there, especially if mum or dad actually doesn't mind you being there and maybe kind of likes the fact that you're the last ones and you're there. All that in some ways. And you play along with that, no problem.
Yeah, well, I know at the moment that I could have moved out about 2 or 3 months ago. But I mean, I have, you know, even when I was telling my mother about doing this, you know, she was like, but you're not, she really doesn't want me to go anytime soon, because for her, like, she's retired and, you know, I guess we have the chats and we get on well. And I know in one way, I guess, of course, you know, I, you know, I'm sure get in their way a little bit. But overall, maybe I am like lying to myself here, though.
I mean,
she
I
likes
think that,
me there.
That does become part of it. I think you do end up, you find a reason for yourself to be there, like,
yeah.
Whether you want to be or not. I mean, like in my house, like they're ready for me to go, you
are
know?
They?
Yeah, and they say to me, like, it would have been said a couple of times this week, even kind of just like,
yeah,
John, you're 25 now.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, a little bit just like, you're 25. And I'm like, I know as well. But what it is it's making sure that when I go this time, I don't have to go back.
I know, yeah.
So it's about building up a certain amount of like of savings that I can kind of cover my back for a while, because I don't want to be doing this flip-flopping back and forth situation when I'm
so savings. And Cormac mentioned also price, etc. Does 80% of the whole decision making come down to money?
For me it does, yeah,
yeah.
It really does, yeah. It does, and as well, actually, and I know...
And for Cormac it does, yeah.
Yeah, but it's that thing again of like, when for me, my individual circumstance, like living at home and living so close to everything, if I wanted to live in a house that was like, you know, anything like the houses I live in now, like a comfortable place, it'd be much further out and it'd be more expensive.
Yeah.
And like the places that are going, they're just not reasonable and they're not nice, like, you know what I mean? And they're one beds or two beds and very... And like...
Yeah.
Completely out of the way, and I wouldn't be able to justify that myself. Do you know what I mean?
Can I make some text? Yeah, go on. Yeah,
I just want to make a point there, Dev. Like, do you know, for instance, I know a couple of girls who's doing nursing now at the moment that are almost qualified, and when they come out being qualified nurses, they're going to be starting off at 6.25 or 6.75.
Yeah.
And their wage is going to be about 250 euros a week. Like, and you know, if they're from the country, and they're going to be living inside in like Limerick City or Dublin,
yeah,
or any part of that. How are they supposed to pay for rent and, you know, et cetera, for bills and everything and food? So you like, for people listening, they mightn't understand, for young people, but there's an explanation or just an example from, you know, about living in society in Ireland. Like, you know, when you're starting off at the low key end of the wages, like, it's not easy for young people either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, please don't think I don't have sympathy for the whole thing in terms of, like,
I'm just
trying to be devil's advocate now and again with some of this kind of thing. Because I do know, like, for instance, you know, like, somebody might say, no, Mum, I am looking for a job. No, what you really mean is, no, I'm looking for the proper job. You don't get the proper job at the beginning,
no,
you know?
No.
You better start sweeping those floors, or you better start washing those dishes for the next year or so, because that's the next 12 months, folks. Sorry, I'm not looking at you like a bear.
No,
I'm looking straight at
you.
Sorry about that.
I have a lovely
that.
Job. Thank
right,
you
get a job, the lot of you, for God's sake.
You've set long enough, the two of us.
Okay. I'm just saying, as people would say, that you shouldn't say, but anyway. But listen, by the way, Cormac, is your mum happy that you're there?
My mother is only delighted to have me there, to be honest. Yeah, my mother. Myself and my mother are like two best friends, I'll be honest with you, Dev. We're just like two best friends going around the place.
I know somebody will text in and say this wrong. That's brilliant.
There was one time myself and my mother, we wouldn't be able to look at each other without fighting. Nowadays, I suppose when you get older, you get wiser, as the saying goes, like, but it's fantastic to have a relationship like that, like.
Well, do you do your bit then? I mean, for instance, do you do your own laundry in the house? Do you clean up your own mess if you've had friends in at night and so that it's sparkling the next morning?
I don't do my own mash, no, in fairness, I'll be honest with you. I might buy the old sofa, the old porcelain home again, like, but I know my mother does it, in fairness, like, you know.
Right, okay, well, at least, you know, straightforward and honest. All right, here's one here. It says, 51552, I'm 29. I haven't lived at home for 12 years, but I would love an opportunity to live back at home for some time. I get on really well with my parents. My younger brother still lives at home. There's this thought out there that people should move out. If you're happy to live at home for longer, just live there. I couldn't agree more with that. I don't care if somebody says, oh no, it's done to your development outside. No, it doesn't. Do what you want to do and let other people feck off. I live at home with my long-suffering mother, but I pay rent. Not as much as it would cost to rent a place, but you have to contribute fairly. Onion Waterford, that's perfectly, exactly encapsulates exactly what I'm trying to say for the last 10 years. Or, I mean, 10 minutes.
But it is funny. I mean, in Ireland, I suppose, we all have this thing that, like, everyone goes to college when they're 18 and all the rest moves out. But, like, in Europe and countries like Spain, it's kind of accepted and normal for the
young
person.
They live at home in Italy till they're 90.
Yeah, well, yeah. But yeah, in Spain it's until they're like 26, 27 and it's completely considered normal. So,
And in America they're saying 27 is the new 18.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, because more people are staying at home now. Much more are staying at home in America than used to.
Yeah.
But a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, I mean, even in Ireland now, if 20% went to college in the 60s, no, I don't know necessarily, I'm just making this up, but about 80% seem to, everybody goes to college now. There's an awful lot of people when they leave school go to college. I mean, not everybody, but an awful lot do. And there's much, much more colleges out there. So the third level thing means that basically you're not really supposed to have any much more money than the fees that you actually earn in the summer. Am I right? Yeah. Look, yeah, but of course, Sean's going to agree with me, you know. The money's for other things, you know. But, like, you know, is living at home an important factor, do you think, in helping young adults with the transition into independent adulthood? It's kind of played down too much that you should be out by 18, and it's good for you, the 6 years into your 20s or whatever, to actually be living at home. It's actually good for development.
I think it's actually good for the relationship that you have with your parents, because you get to a point where you're not having those teenage, like, you're not having arguments with them, you know what I mean? If you're 21 to 27 and you're living at home, you begin to understand them a lot more, and I think that my relationship with my parents and my understanding of them has developed from being at home. Now, that's just a happy accident. That wasn't something that I set out to achieve by staying at home.
I know.
But, you know, that is something that happens. So I think in terms of your personal development, there's definitely benefits in that regard. But,
yeah. See, I would think, I don't know, I mean, I get on very well with my parents, but I think we have a better relationship when I'm not there, because that sounds terrible. But as in, when I come and visit, like, whenever I was living away, I'd come in about twice a week, and then you're kind of a novelty, and, like, then they're full of the news, and they want to know everything that's happening with you. Whereas if you're there day to day, and as I said, like, majority of the time we always get on really well, and they're obviously very good to me, but I just think you're adults and you're all living together, and I don't know, I mean, I suppose it is good in that you get closer, but at the same time, when I think you're an adult baby, you should still have that, I don't know if, you know, if you should be seeing that much of your parents.
No,
you know, I
agree,
think you should
go
kind of out there, you know, forming your own mind and your own thoughts away from their
But it
their
does help.
Arms.
Like, I mean, like, you know, like Cormac, you know, your mother is very pleased that you're there, and there's no, her husband isn't there anymore, etc. So it's really good for her in some ways. And you two are the same as me, in that you two, I just found out now, are the youngest in your families, right?
Yeah.
Which makes it a bit easier. It certainly made it easier for me. If I was the oldest, I don't think I would have stayed as long. You know, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
I'm right. Okay, so do parents, you think, have mixed feelings about encouraging their kids to move out? Do you think, like, they're kind of, it's half and half, they should be kind of pushing them out in the world because you're 22, 23, 24, and it's about time you did, and you're certainly old enough to be self-sufficient, but maybe with you two in particular, like,
I think,
they might
when you're the baby of the family, they do kind of claw onto you, claw is the wrong word, but they kind of...
Watch it! If they're listening
Rats,
now, you'll be getting a text saying, listen, missus, clawing going on
but
here.
But when you're the baby, you're the last one, so they, you know, when you go, and then they have to face the life as a retired couple, and it's that's a whole different thing, whereas at least the longer you're there, it sort of keeps them younger, maybe, I don't know, because they're still kind of a married couple with a kid if in the house, and no matter how old you are, you're still their kid. So I think for them, they might, whereas the oldest, I know, they kind of, like, they're so busy looking after the youngest, they don't care when they leave, you know. That'd be my opinion of it anyway.
Okay, but on that note then, I mean, does it prevent the parents from moving on with their lives? If, for instance, there are three parts to people's lives, like, you know, before, during and after, as in kids, the after kids thing isn't happening because it's still during.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very interesting point, actually, because, I mean, like, we are...
Thanks, I brought it up.
I mean, you thought of that yourself, so good work. We are having the same conversations that we've been having since we were 18, since I was 18 and younger, so, like, I suppose that maybe I am impinging on their development. I never really thought of that, but, yeah, I think that's totally, totally accurate and... probably what's happening in my house.
All right, well, listen, Cormac, just on the situation that you're in, at the moment you're happy because this is the best that you can get, this is the best you can do because you tried it outside and it's just too much to pay. What do you think is going to be the future? Like, what are you going to do, say, or have you any idea where you might be in 5 years' time or 10 years' time?
5 years' time? Well, in the next couple of months, I'm hoping to do a course in butchering, which will make me a fully qualified butcher. So hopefully in the next 5-6 years, then I'll hopefully open my own butcher's then start in Limerick. And hopefully have my hopefully then I'll have saved money to buy my own house then. You know, you have to spread out your wing now and again, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no question at all that you ever sit there and think, God, am I avoiding responsibility? Am I outstaying my welcome? You just, this is circumstance, this is the way it should be, and this is the best solution that you have.
No, but, like, I sat down and I've talked to my mother and everything like that, and, you know, I've told her, look, this is what's going to be happening in the future. And she agreed with me. She said, look, you can't always live under my life, she goes. You'll have to live under your own life. So, yeah, I will have to live under my own life and everything. But, yeah, it's going to depend on what way the economic is in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point in me putting notes saying, yeah, this is my 5-year plan. I have the 5-year plan in progress, but it depends on the the economic climate as well.
Right. If their parents get sick, they will never get out and become the parents' primary carer. Happened to a friend of mine. That is true, I suppose. All right, you can stay there. Yeah, look. Your face is going downhill there, Fiona. Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? Like, you know, the longer you stay, you're the person who's going to be the one to do things because everybody else has gone off and done the things that you haven't done.
That's true. Yeah, that hadn't occurred to me. I'll have to make sure they're taking their vitamins.
It's a bit of an eye-opener this Saturday morning for you, is it?
I know.
Yeah, right. Okay, but like, I mean, you know, if you're you know, saving money to buy your own home, would that be one of the things? If you're making any money at all, writing your plays, and you're making any money at all, doing the writing and the internship, whatever, and Cormac, the butchering, etc. What about like saving money and being able to say, I am putting this towards a place to live? Is that what you all do? Is that the right thing to do? Is that nice to know that there's a plan in place?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do at the moment because, like, you know, I am in a permanent job.
Not
so
trying hard enough.
No, well, I'm using this opportunity, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
To save.
To be a politician.
I know. No, well, see, like I said, it's only the last 3 or 4 months that I've left freelance world and I'm in a permanent job. So I think that's brilliant and great and all the rest. But I've kind of, in my head, I've thought, right, I'm not moving back again. So as you were saying earlier, like, it's kind of, well, I don't want to find myself back in this rush a few years down the line, so I might as well take advantage of the opportunity to, because I mean, it's the kind of, once you get used to living at home, it's hard to stomach kind of handing over 500, 600 quid a month to somebody that, you know.
There'll be some people that say pity about you, but God, you're so right.
I know. I mean, that's it. It's true. And like, you know, even a lot of my friends, like most of my friends at this point have all moved out, but they've all kind of done the same as me, gone back and forth down the years. And I think everyone knows it, you know, if there's like a lot of friends of mine from the country have said, Jesus, if I had a house, you know, that was in Dublin and I had parents living there, I'd stay there and just save money and go travelling or have like an epic holiday year. And I'm like, you know, it's much better obviously to have your independence and like the grass is greener and all that. I think at the moment I am trying to just like, you know, keep my head down and just put some money aside so that when I do leave I can actually be like a proper grown up with savings and
you can't not take Cormac's point though of just how difficult it is in terms of all the bills that have to be paid and the little, he mentioned
of
the
course,
nurses
yeah.
and the fact that they're all going to get paid a good percentage less than nurses would have 20 years ago starting up and just how difficult it all is. But Sean, would you think in some ways that like, you know, it's a great opportunity for young adults to get on their feet, but only if the time is used wisely? Do you feel you are using your time wisely, my son?
I feel like in the past year I've started really thinking about it and I've started trying to kind of look ahead and plan properly like what I want to do.
You're saying that because your parents are listening.
I'm because I'm on the radio. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Honestly, like I think because it comes, like, I mean, like in January I went 25 and that all of a sudden felt like a real kind of coming of age moment where I was like, whoa, 25, I'm at home. So I had to really kind of sit down and actually strategize the next few months and the next few years. And yeah, I think, yeah, if you're at home, just use the time wisely. And if you are paying low rent, make sure that the, even try and put the difference, what you would be paying normally to an actual landlord, like the 500 quid, 600 quid, put that into your own side account and build it up for a while. You know, and that's what I think I've been trying to do, but that is difficult as well.
I mean, like, you know, obviously you want to use it and use, like, you know, but like, you know, you should kind of obviously do that. I'm like, here I go again as dad day, but like the laundry stuff, like, you know, you get the car insurance maybe free because you get to use the car now and again, you get the food, the TV license, that you don't have to pay for Sky Sports when you're watching the football, all that kind of thing maybe, you know. And when all those things, now they're the luxury stuffs, they're the first world ones, but I'm just talking about like, you know, when all that is, you do realise that how lucky you are at 25 more than you ever had to realise that at 15.
Yeah, totally, 100%. And I'm like, I am in the cushiest position ever in my house. I'm totally catered to and I'm very, very well looked after. And I don't say thanks enough, Dave.
No, okay, fair enough. Okay. Cormac, I would imagine like that, you know, you do a lot of like, I'm going to think that maybe you're more responsible than Fiona and Sean in some ways, in that you have to be. You're in a position of big responsibility too. You're looking after your mum as well, right?
I am looking after my mum as well and the house at home. Like, I live out in the country, so there's a bit of gardening to be done and cutting of trees and stuff like that. So it keeps my mind occupied as well, like in the evening time when I come home from work and stuff. I'm involved there with the Historical Society in Shenagall, is to get old people out of isolation and everything like that. And I just think it's good for our young people to get involved in organisations like that, because at the end of the day, we're not getting any younger. We're going to get to an older stage as well. And I just think it's a helping hand to old people as well, you know?
And then listen, just a matter of interest, your bedroom. I want to ask you about your bedroom. Is it still the exact same bedroom as when you were a kid? Or have you managed to make it a bit more grown up?
No, I got the big bedroom this time round.
Really? I see. So she's been banished. What about you two? What about your bedrooms?
This is the grim bit. This is the bleak bit.
I know. Yeah, things get dark. When I moved right to Korea, they did decorate the room. And so it kind of did, a lot of the posters and stuff were taken down and that. But there is still, like, there's photos that kind of little, you know, the way, I suppose, maybe teenage girls would know this, how you'd make, like, a little montage of photos on your wall of, like, nights out and holidays and stuff. Mm. So I have one of those still on my wall that is literally in my blind spot now. I don't see it anymore. And it's only if someone kind of comes into the house and they're like, oh, taking a trip down memory lane. And then I just kind of feel like, Jesus, you know, I'm 29 years old and I've got these pictures on my wall.
You're 29 years old, so you're old enough to take the trip down memory lane. So stop giving out about it.
I know. It's kind of stuff that, like, that you see in your room that you had in your room when you were 15.
Yeah,
and you just think, my God. And it's just, a part of me doesn't even want, I don't want to make that room like an adult's room because I'm out of there, you know, in my head, I'm leaving soon. So I'm not making that many changes, but every so often I take a look around and,
All right, and what about you, Sean? Is the Eminem and Dido poster still up there?
Eminem and Dido, both of them on either side of me. My mom, like, it's funny because my mom literally, like, exercises complete control over how the whole house looks like. So I was never allowed to have posters up. So everything's been coloured the way she wants it. Like, every single detail of the house is of Joyce's design, and that's always been the way, so it doesn't really, it's the same buzz for me.
Alright, well, listen, look, I wish you all the very best of luck. The lotto, it's the only answer. Thank you very much indeed, Cormac Hayes down in Limerick. Good man, Cormac, thanks. And Sean Dunn, Fiona Flynn and Sean Dunn, thanks a million. I think we've solved it all now, guys.
Absolutely.
Just go home and enjoy yourself. Do you get it? Go home. Yeah.
Dave,
Sean, or Cormac,
I just want to say a happy Mother's Day to my own mother there.
Hey! Good night!
We do that too!
Too late! Cormac, brownie points for you. You two, banished to your bedrooms. Clean them up. Well done, Cormac. Talk about seizing the moment. Come on yourself.
Good luck, Dave. Good luck.